putting Merseyside football first. Radio City Sport.
I thought we played quite well in the two derbies last year and we didn't win either game. And we had a good season, but Liverpool were one of the teams we didn't beat last year, say in the first game. And then the second game at Anfield, I thought we played very well. I think the games have been quite close, and hopefully we're getting a bit closer to them again.
The players, they'll be very nervous because they're going into the game with 6 points from seven games. A lot of criticism for the last performance in particular against Blackpool. Some of them quite heavily criticised for their international appearances during the week for their national teams, and worried that once again the result's not going to go their way and the criticism's going to come flying once again from all corners. Some may be justified, some may be totally unjustified.
Take the time to make some sense of what you want to say and cast your words away upon the waves. Sail them home with acquiesce on a ship of hope today. And as they land upon the shore, tell them not to fear no more. Say it loud and sing it proud today. And then dance if you wanna dance. Please, brother, take a chance. You know they got.
Everton with Seamus Coleman. Coleman dragging the ball down the right side past Konchesky, laid back for Cahill! It's Tim Cahill off the other side of the crossbar, and the fight for superiority in the Merseyside derby goes the way of Everton. It's Cahill with the first knockdown in this gigantic battle for power on Merseyside. Off, swings one in. Whoa. Headed by Kyriakos, drops to Arteta, edge of the box. Oh, he's absolutely rifled the peach into the corner of Rayner's net. And in 1-0 was a scoreline which had Everton fans slightly on edge. 2-0 will surely calm the nerves. That might well be the derby winner. Everton 2, Liverpool 0. And it's a beauty from Mikel Arteta.
Merseyside Giants has gone Everton's way. A fully deserved victory.
Great credit to the players that they've kept focused and gone about their job in the right way. You know, we've probably played a lot better in many games this season, but it was a different type of game. It was a tough derby. Had to be committed and we had to just be patient, and we got our goals, and in the end I think it was a thoroughly deserved 3 points.
Very disappointed, of course. I mean, any way to get defeated would have been extremely disappointing, but I think it's a bit more disappointing when the team really gave, in my opinion, a good performance.
Overall, you felt the performance was good enough to get a draw from the game?
Yeah, I think it was certainly good enough to get a draw from the game. In fact, many people, if they were generous, might suggest that it would have been a good enough performance to get us a victory from the game. In my opinion, it's arguably the best game we've played since I've been manager of the club. That's my opinion, based on what I saw on the field.
Everton, Liverpool. This is the 224th Merseyside Derby at Goodison Park, Radio City Sport.
sure they'll be glad to see the back of him. He's been an incredible player for this club, and obviously played in so many of the Derby games and been outstanding. And so I know he'll want to go into the game like he does every game. You know, he wants to win for his club, and as I said, it'll be no different this weekend.
Mignall tries to cross it in. It's a better cross this time. Falls to Gerrard, edge of the area. He might take a shot. He does! Oh, Steven Gerrard! Nothing can be said about that goal except beautiful. Just beautiful. The heart of steel
starts to grow. A man's going to move it. Gerrard will hit it. He scored! Liverpool have got their noses in front. The Reds have the edge in the derby. And Steven Gerrard, the super captain, has given it to them.
Gerrard, 30 yards from goals, he can hit from fear. He does, and it's gone in. Steven Gerrard has scored a second for Liverpool.
And Steven Gerrard for Liverpool down at the other end. A thunderbolt for Steven Gerrard.
Midway through the first half, after Everton had one opportunity, Steven Gerrard picks up possession and does what he does best. You've been fighting for it.
Gerrard, though, heading this one on towards Torres. Torres flicking it into the path of Gerrard. That's brilliant play. Gerrard with the shot. And Gerrard again with the goal for Liverpool. And you have to say that that was quite superb football.
Gerrard going forward from the halfway line. Rolls it in for Suarez. Suarez on Howard. Turns his man. Gerrard for the hat-trick.
Yeah!
It's the first league derby hat-trick for 30 years. Three decades. He oozes class. It's another Gerrard masterclass. Stand back, watch him explode. She's got a lion in her heart, a fire in her soul. He's got a beast in his belly that's so hard to control. Cause they've taken too much hits to blow, blow. Now light him back, stand back, watch him explode, 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 explode. When you've been fighting for it all your life. Corner to be taken by the Liverpool striker Luis Suarez, left hand side. He pings one.
Yeah!
Again! It's Steven Gerrard with a header. 9 goals now in Merseyside derbies. A bullet header and a celebration that you've never seen.
Gerrard to take. A score. Yeah! Steven Gerrard does it again. Merseyside derby. What else would you expect from the Liverpool skipper? He lifts it coolly over the wall. Howard was struggling. Perfectly placed. Liverpool 1, Everton 0.
You've been fighting for it all your life. You've been struggling to make things right. That's how a superhero learns to fly.
Will Steven have something to say about the way the game goes on Saturday? He might do, but he's been a wonderful player. He will be sadly missed, you know. All in all, he's been probably Liverpool's best player over the last 20, 25 years.